show, 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israeli lawmakers have voted to ratify a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. CBS's Erica Brown.
The first phase of the agreement is set to begin Sunday with the release of the first Israeli hostages held by Hamas.
They don't know where they are. They were scattered around the Gaza Strip in houses and in tunnels all around Gaza.
Sharon Lifshitz hopes her 84-year-old father, Oded, will be among the first to be freed.
We wait. We hold our nerve, we keep calm, we embrace those that are returning.
During the first phase, Israel is expected to free 95 imprisoned Palestinians in exchange for 33 Israeli hostages. The fate of one of the most popular apps in America could now be in the hands of President-elect Donald Trump after Supreme Court justices voted to uphold a federal bipartisan law passed last year. CBS's Jan Crawford reports.
The end of TikTok. And what a run it's been.
I'm kind of freaked out and I'm kind of sad.
After everything I've done.
The justices recognize that for more than 170 million Americans, TikTok offers a distinctive and expansive outlet for expression. But said that wasn't enough to overcome Congress's well-supported national security concerns that the Chinese-controlled company was gathering vast troves of Americans' personal data.
It can track your whereabouts. It can read your text messages. It can track your keystrokes. It has access to your phone records.
Lawyers for South Korea's impeached president says he will appear at a hearing in a Seoul court to oppose a formal arrest over last month's imposition of martial law. A frigid forecast prompts the moving of Monday's presidential inauguration from outdoors to indoors. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Some ticket holders are disappointed.
I definitely would have, bared the cold. And we came prepared. We packed thermals and we packed our warmest jackets.
Security is beefed up around Washington. U.S. airmen rehearsed a street cordon at Joint Base Andrews, though the presidential parade has been moved indoors to the Capitol One Arena.
Some schools in the greater Houston area will be closed next Tuesday as an Arctic blast arrives in Texas. KHOU-TV's Victor Jacobo.
We're doing everything as a city to prepare for this weather that's moving in probably Sunday night.
Mayor John Whitmire and other city leaders say they are moving swiftly to prepare for severe cold set to arrive in the coming days. The city of Houston will be opening 10 multi-service and community centers throughout the area as warming centers. These locations will be open 24/7 starting Sunday night at 6 through midday Thursday.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at bullfallsradio.com.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won 4 of their last 5 games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' 7-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 Years Later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills to 10 below, and windy. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low teens, but wind chills near 10 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Current temp is 30.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It is the beginning of the weekend, well, more or less. And it's Anything Goes Friday. No guests today, just you and me for the next 3 hours and your phone calls as well. I have a few stories to share with you. Trump's hit list, who will be his first victims. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, is CNN going to be the next media operation to bend its knee to Trump? Meanwhile, the New York Times is warning against doing that. And five states who want to prosecute women for murder if they get abortions. Yep, this is where Republicans are going. We've been predicting this all along. Here it is. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump's pick to be Treasury Secretary warns that there's going to be an economic calamity if Trump's tax cuts for billionaires are not renewed for another 10 years. On the other hand, Janet Yellen, our actual Treasury Secretary, says if they do renew them, it'll be an economic calamity. We'll discuss that in the second hour. You and I. Also, far-right groups plan to use the Boy Scouts to get younger recruits. Oh, isn't that sweet? And Putin just sent Alexei Navalny's lawyers to prison. Seriously. This is what happens when you have countries run by dictators for the day. And in our third hour, why is a Democrat voting for Pam Bondi, calling it a close call? You know, we'll get into all that and more. And of course, the breaking news on the inauguration is that they're probably going to move Trump's inauguration indoors. They did this, as I recall, for Reagan's second inauguration. You know, fact check me on that, but that's my recollection. But he's going to have the three richest men in the world on the, you know, he's going to have Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Sam Altman, the guy who runs OpenAI, you know, ChatGPT, another billionaire. Shoji Chu, who is the CEO of TikTok. And Sundar Pichai, I believe, the CEO of Alphabet, in other words, Google. And all, you know, and Android and all that other stuff. So here it comes, you know, the oligarch presidency. Speaking of which, our oligarch president, Donald Trump, knows something that every fiction writer, every screenwriter knows. Good fiction writers, good screenwriters know. I learned this from Robert B. Parker, the guy who wrote the Spencer novels. I attended a writing workshop that he taught up in Boston back in the 70s. And he had just published his third Spencer novel. And, you know, they hadn't sold huge numbers of them. He was not yet a New York Times bestselling author. But he was on his way, and he's one of the great writers of my lifetime. I think I've read at least half of everything he's written. And his Spencer novels were also made into movies and a TV series. And he made the point in this workshop, this seminar, that your good guy is important. You have to have a well-drawn protagonist, you know, hero. But
you can have the most brilliantly drawn hero in the history of literature, and if you don't have a strong anti-hero, if you don't have a bad guy who's super evil, if you don't have an absolute demonic force that your good guy can fight against, nobody will ever know how good your good guy is. And that it is the evil of the antagonist that literally defines the goodness of the protagonist. So if you're going to claim to be the champion of the people, for example, you've got to identify the enemy of the people. Bernie Sanders does this very well, by the way. And Franklin Roosevelt did this very well. And Lyndon Johnson did a good job of this. Joe Biden, not so much. You know, he's been, we can work with Republicans, we'll try, you know, all this kind of stuff. He's kind of back in living in the 70s. But Trump has been identifying villains right from the get-go. Right? I mean, when he came down that escalator in 2015, everybody calls it a golden escalator. It's not. It's just a plain old escalator, but whatever. To greet, a little crowd of people who had been paid $50 each to stand there and applaud him. When that first performance happened, what did he do? He identified the villain. He said, you know, Mexico's not sending their best. They're sending robbers and rapists and murderers and things like that. Identify the bad guy. He's also gone after trans people. He's gone after the queer community in general. He's gone after, black people. He got a twofer with the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, saying, you know, oh, yeah, they're black and they're immigrants and they're eating the cats or dogs or whatever it was, or both. So this is essential. You've got to have an enemy. Hitler rose to power identifying the enemy as the Jews and the socialists. But who was the first group that he actually went after? You know, he was sworn in January of 1933. On May 6th of 1933, the first major attack on one of the minority groups that Hitler had identified happened, and it was when they went after the Sexology Institute in Berlin. That famous picture of the books being burned in Germany, in Nazi Germany, that there's multiple famous pictures of it, but those were of the street in front of the Institute of Sexology. Magnus Hirschfeld, I think was his name, was running it. And, you know, they were literally burning the world's largest collection of books on sex, sexuality, and transgenderism. And this was the only place in the world where people could go for gender reassignment surgery. And, of course, Hitler shut it down. So first they came for the trans people. So the question that I'm asking, and I posted it, at HartmanReport.com, and I also posted it over in on Daily Kos, is, Trump is going to need people to get behind him. And to do that, he's going to have to identify the bad guys. And he's going to have to start somewhere. You can't just say, well, these guys are bad, and these guys are bad, and these guys are bad, and these guys are bad. It's Democrats, it's black people, and it's brown people, and it's gay people. You just can't do that. Because you've got to have a super villain. So the question, who's going to be Trump's first supervillain? In what order is he going to go after people, and how is he going to vilify them? My guess is it's going to be brown-skinned, Spanish-speaking immigrants. But I could be wrong. You know, it's very possible that he'll join Nancy Mace in her Jeremiah ad against trans people. I mean, who knows? I mean, he might be going after environmentalists. Fossil fuel industry spent tens of millions of dollars getting him elected. He owes them big time. So, you know, who do you think it's going to be? I don't know. Meanwhile, is CNN, by the way, that's our daily take today over at HartmanReport.com, Trump's hit list, who will be his first victims. CNN is reportedly considering exiling Jim Acosta. Now, Jim Acosta, he's the weekday morning show on CNN. And as such, I mean, he's got a huge audience, and he's also been pretty blunt in his calling out Trump sycophants who try to come on his air and lie to him.
Now, he doesn't directly trash Trump. He just calls out Republican lies. And that is apparently no longer allowed on CNN. Former CNN media reporter Oliver Darcy has got this newsletter called Status. And he said that last night, Jim Acosta got a very peculiar phone call from Mark Thompson, who's the head of CNN. And Thompson said that in a call that caught Acosta off guard, reportedly, that he wants to move his show to midnight for 2 hours, midnight to 2 a.m. I mean, that's about as graveyard as you can get, right? I mean, there's nobody watching. I mean, maybe a random few, but and Acosta had incredibly strong ratings. So, you know, they want to get rid of Acosta to throw a bone to Trump, says an unnamed source in this story over at Mediaite. And, you know, it makes perfect sense. CNN, you know, the Washington Post has now bent the knee to Trump. And I believe that they just endorsed Pam Bondi. Of course, the L.A. Times, you know, the Morning Joe, you know, Joe and Mika went down to kiss his ass. Now it looks like it's going to be CNN. So, you know, the dominoes are falling. Welcome, 1930s Germany. Amazing.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That said, the editorial board over at the New York Times has some thoughts on this. I'll share those with you. Also, five states now, Republican states, want to send women to the death penalty for getting an abortion. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover a Native Path Collagen made with only types 1 and 2, 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So go to getnativepath.com, getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today.
Shadow rising in the dead of night. Stories written, stages set. Larger than life, evil they won't forget. Genuine malice, a villainous name. Without the bad guy, there's no hero's fame. Divide and conquer, the stage is drawn. A hero's rise when the world is torn. Who's the first to wear?
Minutes past the hour, the editorial board of the New York Times published a lengthy essay yesterday saying that Trump is using fear to cow and, terrify, basically, his critics and political opponents. These are quotes from the New York Times, the editorial board, in contrast to the Washington Post, which is sucking up to Trump. Quote, the goal is broadly the same of Trump's behavior, to deter elected officials, judges, executives, and others from exercising their duties in ways that challenge him or hold him accountable. He wants to make dissent so painful as to be intolerable. But they say, you know, America's institutions, including the media, need to push back. They write, quote, America's leaders and institutions must remain undeterred. They will need to show courage and resilience in the face of Mr. Trump's efforts as they continue to play their unique roles in our democracy. Vigilance is everything. If institutions surrender to the fear and coercion by bending the knee or by rationalizing that the next right actions aren't worth the fight, stress, or risk, they not only embolden future abuses, they are also complicit in undermining their own power and influence. Amen. They go on to say, despite Mr. Trump's transactional nature, no one can count on remaining in his good graces without continued unconditional fealty.
Ask those in his own inner circle who justified or turned a blind eye to misbehavior again and again, only to be cast out for a single episode of standing up to his excesses. Any advantage gained may be fleeting. Any risk overcome may return. Indeed. Meanwhile, Jessica Valenti over at jessica.substack.com, abortion every day, is writing about how right now South Carolina, Oklahoma, North Dakota, and Indiana, Republicans in those four states are all sponsoring legislation right now that would reclassify abortion as homicide. So if a woman gets an abortion, not necessarily in Indiana, but if South Carolina or Oklahoma, North Dakota, if they leave the state to get an abortion, when they come back home, they could be arrested and given the death penalty. And in Texas, they're pushing the same thing. North Dakota does not have the death penalty, but the South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Indiana definitely do. And Texas also has the death penalty, and they're pushing this. So this is the new definition of pro-life. Put women to death for having abortions. In South Carolina, the Equal Protection Act, in fact, not only classifies abortion as homicide, but says that human life begins at the moment of fertilization. Now, there are some birth control methods that it is argued, and I believe this is incorrect, but it is argued that they prevent implantation. So a fertilized egg can't implant in the womb, the IUD, for example, and some kinds of emergency contraception. And this would be outlawed by this law if the conservative perspective on the mechanics of how these things work is accurate. It's also, as part of the Texas Republican Party's platform, that women who get abortions should be put to death for murder. I mean, it's just, or at least that they should be charged with homicide. And of course, if you're charged with homicide in Texas, you can be put to death. All of these bills, this is fascinating, I didn't realize this. Jessica writes, all of the above bills were all drafted with the help of the same organization and likely one person, Bradley Pierce of the Foundation to Abolish Abortion, a so-called abortion abolitionist. And she notes that even though none of these bills are likely to pass right now, the strategy here is to normalize this extremism by reintroducing the bills over and over and over again until finally people start going, well, yeah, okay, what's the big deal? In another story, a South Carolina woman, which has not yet made abortion a homicide, but she was denied miscarriage treatment. She had a dead nine-week dead fetus, and the doctors in South Carolina refused to remove it. She says, I was already carrying dead fetal tissue inside of me for 3 weeks, and I knew the longer I waited, I ran the risk of infection, sepsis, my future fertility, and even my life. So she hopped on a plane to Virginia and got an abortion there. Now, this is not good. This is not a good future for women that we're looking at.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? Stick around.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. Israel's cabinet has approved the ceasefire agreement with Hamas, which will start the release of hostages.
The six-week ceasefire is due to begin on Sunday with the release of three female Israeli hostages and 95 Palestinian prisoners.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. With the Supreme Court upholding the law that bans TikTok here, if it's not sold by its Chinese owner, service will start phasing out Sunday. Antonio Esparza runs a TikTok shop.
It's not just like entertainment, but it's also people's livelihood that they use to pay, you know, their groceries, their rent.
President Trump's inauguration Monday will move inside because of the expected bitterly cold weather.
I've got six tickets and four of us were supposed to go. But again, if we're going to be sitting there in the freezing cold, watching it on a screen when they're indoors, I think maybe we'll skip that.
The president-elect will take the oath of office in the Capitol Rotunda. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills to 10 below, and windy. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low teens, but wind chills near 10 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Current temp is 30.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da
bubba?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
But she called me worthless, less than the dust. In her cold, hard gaze, there was no love or trust. Christy, why'd you hate me so? Was it the joy I brought, the love I'd show? In the gravel pit, you made your stand with a gun in your grip, not a helping.
Past the hour, and then goes weekend. Yes, I'm willing to bet nobody brought up Cricket during the hearings, right? The Christy Noem's dog that she shot in the face. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so what's on your mind today? Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, the most important thing I could think about is this ABC and Disney. When On the Media did 3 hours, they did a big piece about WABC when Limbaugh came on.
Mm-hmm.
But
that was his flagship station.
Right. But when it was sold, when Mr. G had enough stock, could sell ABC, he sold to Cap Cities, which is a magazine company, a small magazine company. So Michael Jackson here on KABC in LA was interviewing Mr. G, and he says that they say in the business that you stuff the whale down the middle's mouth. And he says, I sold it to them because their journalist will take care of my news. And he sold it for $5 billion, and they turned around before he died and sold it for $18
Wow, to Disney.
Disney. Yeah. And that's the one person that might have stopped George Bush's crazy wars.
Yeah.
Because he actually had news.
Yeah, and then Disney, of course, gave Trump $16 million, or gave him $15 million, and his lawyers $1 million, just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, the thing was that before Rush Limbaugh got on WABC, Michael Jackson had 2 hours there.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Michael Jackson.
You know, he was kind of liberal,
not the singer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people outside of LA don't know who he is, but yeah, absolutely. People on the West Coast know.
But he was able to take home every recording of every interview he did.
Well, that's good.
And you know that wasn't going to happen. They threw him overboard as soon as Disney got it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Okay, thanks for that, Jerry. Yeah. That's fascinating. Thanks for
listening. Okay.
Appreciate it. Anna in Atlanta. Hey, Anna, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I actually, first of all of your songs are amazing whenever they interlude.
Oh, thank you, Louise. There's a tab for them over on HartmanReport.com. It's titled Daily Song, and every song is over there.
Oh, I am going to take a look at that. So I actually have, I was listening yesterday, and I wasn't able to get on, but there was a gentleman yesterday who was on who was talking about, first of all, how we're going to get Medicare to work, like Medicare for All, and said that it couldn't work, blah, 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 blah. Mm. And then also said that that the Democrats should move more center And I have a rebuttal for that. As you know, I do work for one of these companies. And let me tell you, everybody who thinks that we should have a for-profit medical system should go apply to one of these companies as an inbound caller. And then after the 10th time you hear someone crying and sobbing because they or their loved ones aren't covered, then tell me why we have for-profit healthcare. Oh, right. And then to get the email about the corporate profits.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, there's 1.4 million doctors in America, or maybe doctors and nurses, I don't recall. And there's over a million people in the healthcare industry, actually mm-hmm. I may have the numbers backwards, who are devoted to refusing to pay for their bills. I mean, it's incredible. Can you imagine having a job where all day long you've got to sit on the phone and tell people, sorry, you're not going to get that operation?
I can because, you know, I do.
That's what you do for a living. Wow. That's got to be rough, Anna.
Yeah, that's what I was on the other day. I have a Substack about it. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we as the callers can really do as the people who take the calls. There's nothing we can do.
No, and it's just a job. I get that. Can you plug your Substack here?
Oh, yeah, Anonymous in Hell, so anonymousinhell@substack.com. I'm actually going to be doing a Medicare article next.
Right, I remember tracking that down the last time we talked. Spell it out, Anna.
Yes, I fixed it. And then the second thing was that that is the worst. I hate hearing that phrase, we need to move center, because the Democrats have been doing that for years.
Yeah.
We even saw it in this election where they started to, there was a lot of more right-wing rhetoric.
Yeah.
And that's not going to help. If they're going to say the same stuff that the Republicans are, why not just vote Republican?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's Harry Truman's famous quote is, you know, if a voter is presented with a choice between a Republican or a Democrat who behaves like a Republican, they'll pick the real Republican every time.
Exactly. Yes. And I guess that lesson was never learned, because that's what we saw during the election. I know it disenfranchised a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I still obviously voted for Camilla, but Kamala Harris. But like, you have people here who are like, well, what's the point? They're the same party.
Yeah, I get it.
And I'm so sick of hearing that. So I just wanted to call in and rebut that. It was driving me nuts.
Thank you, Anna. Well done. Well done. And good luck with your Substack newsletter.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom.
Good luck. James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This last brief time weekend of sanity before the storm.
Oh, speaking of which, James, may I interrupt you for a moment with a bit of breaking news? It just came out. President Biden just came out and said, and I quote, "It is long past time to recognize the will of the American people. In keeping with my oath and duty to Constitution and country, I affirm what I believe and what three-fourths of the states have ratified. The 28th Amendment, that's the Equal Rights Amendment, is now the law of the land, guaranteeing all Americans equal rights and protections under the law, regardless of their sex." Now, CNN, they reached out to the National Archives and asked the director, who yesterday I said was refusing to publish this in the National Archives, and asked her, are you going to still refuse to publish it? And she said essentially yes. So ultimately, this is going to go to the Supreme Court to decide whether she can refuse to publish it. So it ain't done yet, but it's a huge first step. So back to you, James.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Yeah, I am old enough to remember the 70s and the Equal Rights Amendment, and it's amazing. What's it taken, 50 years?
Yeah, it's been more than 50.
Or thereabouts. Yeah, amazing. No, we'll have to savor these last few minutes of having a decent, responsible, public-spirited administration, because the onslaught, I cannot, for the life of me, I have to figure, when I look at everything that's being hatched against us or foisted on us, to think, who is ultimately going to benefit from all of this?
The billionaires.
Who's going to benefit?
And the Trump family. I mean, that answer is easy, James. And they're going to be doing all kinds of stuff to get the average Joe all cranked up. You know, the mass deportations and stuff. They're going to be doing stuff to get screaming headlines while in the background, they're shoveling money to the oil industry. They're opening up America for drilling. They're letting polluters pollute in poisoning neighborhoods, you know, more easily and save money. They're going to help with offshoring. They're going to, you know, they're going to start busting unions. They're going to give more tax breaks to billionaires. But whatever the show that everybody's going to be watching is going to be the mass deportation show. I would bet money on that, James.
It's prestidigitation. It's, exactly. Hey, look over here. Don't look at what I'm really, what's up my sleeve. But of course, we remember the, and I forget what he called it, but the one world government, the defense of Kuwait and the seven-nation army.
A thousand points of light. And, the New World Order, George Herbert Walker Bush.
No, there you go. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm afraid the New World Order, and there's a certain billionaire, oligarch, tyrant, absolute leader that seems to have his people absolutely cowed and under his control, total obedience. And I see this country lining up that way.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they want to be in a one world order with Kim Jong and Beijing?
Absolutely,
Vladimir
and Putin just put Navalny's lawyers in jail. I mean that tells you the level of terror that's going on in Russia that Donald Trump I believe wants to emulate. We'll see. I am hopeful he doesn't, but I'm not betting on anything when it comes to his successes. James, thanks for the call.
Keep the faith.
Back at you. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I try to eat healthy, but I'm human. Occasionally I fall off the wagon. You know, I binged on some of Louisa's Christmas cookies the other day. Yeah, they're still around. But even when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens keeps me on a healthy track. How in the world can Field of Greens promise better health? Well, because each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. Field of Greens is radically better. It's the only one that promises better health or your money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. Get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's your New Year's discount at fieldofgreens.com with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, fieldofgreens.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 51 minutes before or after the hour, 9 minutes before the hour. And David in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, David, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thank you so much. I'm a volunteer for Ukraine Defense Support. I called you guys about a year ago, but I wanted to call today because we've had some pretty good successes, and it kind of indicates the love and support for Ukraine out there in the public. We've collected over $1 million in just the past year in our donations.
Wow.
And that certainly helps buy critical equipment, and then we courier that over to Ukraine, and we use couriers. We also are getting a substantial, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical supplies, surplus medical supplies. One of the big medical conglomerates on the West Coast closed down their warehouse for where they kept all their surplus and supplies, and then just gave it all to us, or basically gave it all to Ukraine.
Wow!
And it's really requires a lot of work on our. We have to inventory everything because our big job is to get it into Ukraine,
right.
And that's when it takes a lot of.
What's the website, David, for people who want to learn more?
Ukraine Defense Support.org.
Okay.
And one of the main reasons why I wanted to call was that we couriers taking a suitcase or two over to Ukraine is like the bedrock of our business. And we really need couriers right now. And if anybody's running or going over to Europe and they don't mind carrying a suitcase that might have night vision goggles or it might have chest compression bandages, you know, critical stuff that we need to get over there as quickly as possible. That's why we use couriers. Mm-hmm. And we need couriers.
So you're looking for people who are traveling to Europe regularly for business or for personal matters who are willing to just check an extra suitcase for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Give us the website one more time, David.
UkraineDefenseSupport.org. .org. Yes, it's just spelled out. You know,
UkraineDefenseSupport.org. Got it.
Yeah.
David, I wish you the very best.
Let us know. Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much, Tom. Yeah. Please keep up the good work. We love you.
You too, David. You're doing God's work. Thank you. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you in a free America.
Yeah. hopefully not.
Yep,
not
I
case,
know.
Ziggy, but I get it. Yeah.
Yep, I hear you. I just want to do a quick housekeeping on Sue's stack of stuff, which is really a great aid. But yesterday, she missed getting the NewsGuardRealityCheck.com in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a really good source. And I just wanted to make sure that she gets it into today's.
Okay. Well, you know, she listens to the program, so I'm sure she will.
I know. Well, she does a great job, and I love her.
Yes, me too.
One quick
she also has her own Substack newsletter, by the way. It's Sue Nethercutt. You can find it over, you know, by with the search engine over on Substack, but she's written some pretty profound stuff.
Okay, that's true. On the NewsGuard, do you do the free or the paid service? I'm just quickly wondering.
Free.
Okay, I'm doing free also. I'm just wondering if you were paying for the extra stuff. That's all.
I really haven't. I've only been on their list for a week or two, so I'm just starting to figure out who they are and what they're all about.
Yeah, I have yet to determine that, too, but so far it looks good. Anyways, I wanted to give everybody an idea of what I'm doing with Republicans. I'm using a Jedi mind trick on Republicans when I meet and talk with them, mm-hmm. and they say something kind of ridiculous. And usually it's out of the blue, and I don't know anything about the subject because it's like the first time I heard about this weird thing. So let's say if a Republican says to me, I don't like the Democrats because they want to take away my gas stove. What I do is I'm keeping two or three of these ideas in my head all the time. And what I'll say instead to them back is, why do Republicans want a dictator? I don't even bother trying to answer the question or whatever. I give them a new one that they now have to all of a sudden answer.
Right.
And many times they can't.
Answer any question with a question. People, yeah.
Yeah, and if you have you can do anything. I'm going to have you do some for me, but let's say they're talking about something else, and then you say, why allow the billionaires to steal from you?
Yeah, or why would you vote for somebody credibly accused of rape?
Exactly. And all you need to do is keep two or three of those in your head at all times. Mm-hmm. And that way, because it usually comes out of the middle of nowhere, you know, or somebody will say something like that.
Why would you vote for a party that wants to end Social Security and has tried to do it repeatedly ever since 1934?
That's right, but you also want to keep it very quick. You're doing good there, but even want it shorter. Just stick it to them.
There you go.
I'd share that.
Well, thank you for the Jedi mind trick, Ziggy. That's a good one. It's an old one, too,
okay.
The answer questions with a question thing, but it's good. Ziggy, thank you. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of the news of the day and your calls. The Treasury pick says there's going to be an economic calamity without tax cuts. Really?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever
met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel has approved the phased ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. Now Hamas has to try to find some of the hostages scattered around Gaza in houses and tunnels held by different militant groups.
But there's an even bigger threat to this deal.
Israeli soldiers will encounter Hamas combatants who are armed, and one side could shoot at the other, or both sides could shoot at each other. One soldier can break the ceasefire.
Right now, though, the ceasefire is due to start on Sunday with the first hostages walking free.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reporting from Tel Aviv. With the Supreme Court unanimously upholding the law saying TikTok has to be sold by its Chinese parent company or be banned in the U.S., people who use it for business have to make other plans.
Alzadeh says he's not happy with the Supreme Court's decision about TikTok. He uses the videos he creates as a part-time job, benefiting mostly from advertising dollars on TikTok.